Afterthought to the talk with Titus. This talk was not so much a psychotherapeutic procedure than a counseling procedure. What I did first was giving space to Titus, and he entered by himself rapidly and very openly. And after his presentation of the suffering he has, my first intervention or question was to find out with what it was connected. Was it more the meaning of this loss and what it, how it is to understand, or was it more the suffering from the loss of his nephew? Titus meant both is the case. And since, and when both, these both elements are present, it is better to start with the grief process, because if grief is not, did not happen enough, then the meaning normally is not really given. And asking after the loss and how the loss is for Titus, we have seen that he had a good access to the loss and he had open feelings to the loss. So I concentrated on the phenomenological content of on what Michael stands for, and this became very clear. Michael was like a symbol of joy of life, despite all open heart surgery. This was impressing in the life of Michael. And so I asked him a more practical question: what was the message of Michael's life? And he said, laughing, "Go back and play." This was a very impacting issue, a very impacting thought or perception for me. But grief in the sense of work on the quality of the own life, is my life still valuable to be lived after all this loss, didn't really appear. So I turned to the basis below of grief, to the first fundamental motivation, to the acceptance, and asked him if he accepted really the death of his nephew, which he agreed and said that acceptance of his death was there, but it turned out that there was not a real acceptance of life as it is, life as such, and that his picture of life didn't really correspond to how life appeared after this shock of Michael's death. This was the first recognition that his view of life was a different one than life appeared in itself. By the trial to work on this picture of life, he didn't really buy. And this was a hint for me that there is something else going on. And it turned out, a second recognition of this work, that he suffered more on the finiteness of the own's life, of his own life. Michael's joy of life was his own joy of life. And the death of Michael was like seeing, experiencing that he himself has to die. And this was so difficult to accept. At this place, a psychotherapeutic work would been the best to continue, to work on his biography and to see and to look if there are experiences like where he has been interrupted in his joy of life, where he didn't really have enough time, possibility to enjoy good periods of life, where he has been shortened or suppressed. But in this situation, we had to continue on the counseling level, and also in respect to the public there, I connected with giving some explanation in the hope that it would fit and resonate somehow in Titus. I gave explanation how we can generally reach the full life by being present in what we are doing. Titus didn't really take that. So I continued by making a combination of and a survey of both the first part, Michael's death, and the second part, his own finiteness, and combined both contents. And I took what he understood from the life of Michael, that Michael was telling him, go back and play out of the full heart. Because then you get a full life. Well, and then when I do that, I did not need more. So we came into the last 5 minutes, and in these 5 minutes, I had the impression that something happened. Titus became very quiet and was moved. Tears were in his eyes. I had the feeling that there was a room opening in him. And the result was not really spectacular, not a big or loud result, but it was a silent thinking, meditative, moving result, moving last minutes. And this was the third result for me in this talk, that he opened like an inner space. At least this was my impression. I loved the Titus' presence, authenticity, liveliness, clarity. He was a really strong partner in this dialogue, and I thank him for this.